Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And here's my thing. The officiating did not lose or win the game. Let's be perfectly honest about that. Let's just say, look, the Bears could have played a lot better. They could have executed a lot better, especially at the end of the second half, or second quarter, I should say. Could have played a whole lot better, which wouldn't have made the situation as dire as it was in the second half. But can we, Sammy, let's pull up that photo. I know you got the photo for me. Oh, let's show the photo. Why? Why do we have, what are you looking at? Like, what are they looking at in New York? Do we know? Like, does it have to be, like, it's such a difficult situation that not only do you have to play against an opposing defense, but you have to be so certain, like, oh, you got to get the ball 10 yards deep into the end zone or else they're not going to call it for you. I don't think that's fair, but you know what? It is what it is. On to Houston. And Sammy, let's start the show.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With Adam Ray.
Trying to cut it back. Justin Fields making magic happen. There goes Fields. Touchdown.
The Sickest Chicago Bears and Fantasy Football Podcast. Sports entertainment. Like no other. It's gonna be sick.
What's up, everybody? It's time for Rank Reacts Sunday Night Football. We've seen the same replay. It's like going on to TBS and seeing that Con Air's on again. Like, oh yeah, I've seen this movie before. I know how it goes. I know how it ends. But yet, I still watch it. I still look forward to it. So, unfortunately, a situation where, you know, the Bears had a real opportunity to make a statement this evening. Unfortunately, they did not do it. There was a number of disappointing things. Now, obviously, the fourth down play, going for it from shotgun. I see everybody online reacting, hey, I thought that Matt Nagy was fired a year ago. That's funny. That play would have been a jet sweep to Equanimeous St. Brown. They wouldn't have actually tried to run it, but or one was put one of their ball carriers. But here's the thing: whether you like the play or not. And I think that when I saw them in shotgun, I was a little disheartened as well. I you know what? They practice for these situations. And they know what they want to do. When it's fourth and goal, they practice this. And honestly, it was successful. It wasn't called as successful, but it certainly was successful. Like, they ran the play. They executed. They scored the touchdown. That was fine. The referees are not going to give it to him in Lambeau Field. And of course they're not. I mean, Aaron Rodgers gets the benefit of the doubt. The Green Bay Packers get the benefit of the doubt. And I guess that's one of the things that we really need to understand, that at this point of our rebuilding process, we're not getting those calls. We certainly are never going to get those calls. We're not going to, teams like the Packers can have false starts, 12 guys on the field, anything like that. We'll let them slide. Like, it's the Packers. We'll let that stuff slide. It's kind of like when you're watching Ocean's 11 and you're like, hey, how did they get all the porn flyers down into the basement that came up that ended up in the van? Like, don't worry about the plot points. We're not here to be particular. Like, we're not really expecting the Green Bay Packers to follow all the rules. And are you holding our guys? Sure. Are you having multiple false starts? Of course. 12 guys on the field, we don't care. But that's just the way it goes. And that's the way that the NFL is set up. Like, once you become one of those favored franchises, yeah, you can kind of do whatever you want. And I'm not, listen, you don't think that, like, did you ever notice the Patriots always seem to get the calls? The Steelers get every call. Let's look back to that Monday night game last year. Everything goes in the favor of those franchises that the NFL has now been like, oh, you're good. So you get to do whatever you want. It is. You know, you see that around campus. You know what? Like, we all went to high school, right? Most of us went to high school. Some of us are in high school. You know what? Like, there's some the popular kids always get along. Oh, they always seem to get away with everything. Do they ever get detention? Do they ever? No. Never. So, of course, and it's not fair to blame this. It's not to say that the game was decided by the officiating. The officiating certainly didn't help, but the game was certainly not decided by the officiating. The Bears were very good on their opening drive. Went down, drove down the field. Justin Fields scores on a rushing touchdown. And you're like, okay, listen, this is a new era. It's a new era of Bears football. And then they had consecutive, multiple, three and out drives, which you just cannot have. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I know that, listen, the Packers have a good defense. They know what they're doing. They have a defense that's very good, that was embarrassed last week by the Minnesota Vikings. It wasn't going to be that easy. But at the same time, you got to play the field position game. You know, you still got to play the field position game, and you can't have those multiple three and outs. That's a big factor. Like that second quarter shouldn't have gone the way that it did, because, you know, that you just can't allow that. And you know what? There's also like plays of inexperience. I will look back at the pickup when it was second and 28. And they went to, who was it, Romeo Dubs or whomever it was, Christian Watson, I don't know, Mercedes, I don't care who it was. And they had a big gainer. And Don Robinson was just in the backfield. Like on a second and 28 play, your defensive end can't get so far up the field. You can't bite on that. Like that was such an inexperienced play that if he had dropped back, like he's like, what? How big is Don Robinson? Like, is he like 8 feet tall? Like he would have not rushed, like would have stayed home and tried to disrupt the play by getting his hands up, like not even leaving his feet, but getting his hands up. Man, that the tenor of the game just changes right there. And if they had committed a little bit more to the run, we saw during the first half, you know, they're really taking it to the Green Bay Packers, but then allowed themselves to get bullied a little bit before in the second half, went out there and really made some adjustments. And by the way, I think we should talk about this. Like, I'm not going to count, like, what was it, the last points of the game. Really doesn't matter. That was after the game was decided. Matt Eberflus, once again, this happened when he was the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. He went down there and shut out Aaron Rodgers in the second half. The Bears shut out Aaron Rodgers in the second half of this contest, and that should not be overlooked. That was a pretty big thing. Like, they played really well. Offensively, they started getting back to their identity of running the football, and I hope, you know, as Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus continue to grow as a coach and an offensive play caller, that this is something that they really dig into. Like, this is game two, all right? We shouldn't get so worked up about some things that went wrong. We can get upset about the shotgun call. We can get upset about the referees, but we really need to give the coaching staff and the organization a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Now, honestly, I'm tired of watching the Packers. You know, the TV's right over there. I don't like watching the Packers go, and Aaron Rodgers does his post-game interview like, I'm a fan of history. Like, shut up. I'm sick of hearing from you. But at the same time, we've got to be the ones who shut them up eventually. You know, Minnesota went out there, struck first, showed us the way, and then we just kind of went, nah, we're not going to quite do that. But you know what? There's a lot of things to improve on. Kyler Gordon did not play great in this game. And again, like, it's not ideal. We wanted Kyler Gordon to go out there and really have, like, the game of his life. Number one, let's talk about how much respect Aaron Rodgers must have for Jalen Johnson, that he didn't even want to F with him. Like, he was like, I'm not even looking your direction, bro. We're going after Kyler Gordon the whole game. And you know what? This will be a fun retrospective, like 5 years down the road. Like, oh, yeah, remember that one time that Rodgers just destroyed him on Sunday Night Football? Now he's one of the best corners in the game. We can't get too worked up about that. So we can be pissed. We can be upset. There's some questionable things. I honestly, like, looking back at that, I have, like, so much faith in this coaching staff. I really do. Like, I don't know why, but I have so much faith in this coaching staff just to go out and just turn this around. Like, this is going to be a learning experience. this game, like, we beat the 49ers. We outplayed the 49ers. We didn't get lucky. It wasn't the rain. It wasn't anything like that. The Bears went out and beat the 49ers. The Packers beat the Bears tonight. That's fine. What really counts is this coming week. They got the Houston Texans. This is a very winnable game. What is this team going to do to answer this? What's done is done. The game is over. I don't even care. I'm not even going to worry. I'm not even going to sweat the call anymore. It doesn't matter to me. What matters right now is going on to Houston and what they're going to be able to do against that team, because that's really what's important. The Bears have an opportunity to be 2-1 after the first three games of the season. If you had told me, you know, a month ago that the Bears were going to start 2-1, which is actually kind of what I predicted. But if you would have told me that the Bears are going to be 2-1, I would have happily taken that. 3-0 would have been amazing. 2-1 is going to be just fine. There are some things to clean up, obviously. Justin Fields can play a little bit better. Justin Fields can make some better decisions. Shagru put this out on Twitter. He's like, I want to see the all 22 because I want to see why he was holding the ball so long, why he wasn't making his first read. And maybe that's just a matter of the Packers knowing what Luke Getsy is going to do. There are some things to work on here. And again, I think that it's things that can be overcome. I think it's things that can be easily cleaned up. You have a winnable game this week against the Houston Texans. So while it sucks to once again eat that merde sandwich in Lambeau and have to head home, listen, that's all good. On to Houston, beat the Texans, beat Lovie Smith. And by the way, Lovie Smith, the last time is 0-2 against the Bears as a head coach with other teams. That's right. He's taken his Buccaneers to Soldier Field and lost. We beat him down in Tampa in the time too. So I'm not going to sit here and sweat it. I think we have a lot to look forward to. I think there's a lot of great things to take from this game. So don't be too critical of this team. It's a long journey and it's a long process. We're going to be just fine. With that, Bear Down, and Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.